guys ready?
Yep. Okay. This is our last meeting. We'll go ahead and go through the minutes from the previous meeting, and then we'll have a prototype presentation. Then we will do an evaluation, or we'll see what we need to have under the criteria for the evaluation. Then we'll go through the finance and see if we fall within the budget. Then we'll do the evaluation, and then we can finish up after that with the changes that we'll need to make, or hopefully fall right in line. See, minutes from the last meeting, we looked at the trends. We had fashion trends that people want to pay and look and feel. It was twice as important as anything else. They liked fruit and vegetables in the new styles, and a spongy feel. So we were talking about trying to incorporate those into our prototype. We wanted lemonade buttons and simplicity. Then we looked at the method for coming up with our own remote, looking at other devices, the iPod. We really liked the look of that. We also had the kids' remote for simple idea, a two-part remote, which was what we were originally looking at. And then there was talk of speech recognition becoming more predominant and easier to use, but I think we still decided not to go with that. Then we looked at the components, the materials for the case, the different energy sources, the different types of chips, and made a decision on what we were going to use to make our remote. And basically, what we were making for the prototype. So, I'm going to leave it at that and let you guys take over.
The balance of time discussion.
Prototype, yeah. Do you need a this?
No. That is on the banana. Yeah, basically, we went with the color yellow. Working on the principle of a fruit, which was mentioned, it's basically designed around a banana, but it would be held in such a fashion, whereas obviously it wouldn't be that floppy because this would be hard plastic. These would be like the rubber grips, so that would hopefully help with grip. I like the ergonomics of it, but all the controlling would be done with this scroll wheel. To use your imagination a little bit, and this here represents the screen where you'd go through, and the simplest functions would be almost identical to an iPod, where that one way through channels, that way other way through channels, volume up and down, and then to access the more complicated functions, you press that and go through the menus. It's that simple. That just represents the infrared beam. That's a simple on and off switch. I don't know, we could use the voice. That blue bit should be yellow. That'd be where the batteries would be, I suppose. And that's about it. It's as simple as we can make it. Really. Is there anything you want to add?
That's plastic covered with rubber. We might add some more underneath here. Maybe give it a form. I mean, you're supposed to hold it like glass, but just if you grab it.
Yeah, it doesn't make much difference. You work left-handed or right-handed, I suppose.
Exactly. Use both. Might as well.
The actual thing might be smaller.
Think about the button.
Yeah.
Put one on either side there.
What
not do
button?
It at all.
Just the
on-off.
It's
a quick on-off button. It's pretty important, so you don't have to fiddle with that. That's not... I I'd say a bit smaller would probably be nice.
Yeah.
Play with that over there.
It's flimsy because it's made out of heavy fiber, but.
Well done.
And whether or not it would fall in to the cost is another thing, I suppose, with the scroll and the LCD.
Well, luckily, we are going to find out. Do you have a marketing presentation for us?
Okay. You guys are going to help me do an evaluation of the criteria. I'll just discuss some of the criteria that I found just based on the past and reports that I was looking at earlier. And then we'll do a group evaluation of the credit rate. And then we'll calculate the average score to see how we did. So the criteria we're going to be looking at are the complaints that we heard from the users who were interviewed earlier.
I think it's definitely different than anything else out there. So if they think that what is out there is ugly, then yes. I would say most definitely it's bright.
It's bright. It's
it still has your traditional black.
It's curved. It's not. There's no sharp angles to it.
Yep. Angular.
I'd say when it comes to the ergonomics and form and stuff, yes, that's definitely more useful than your average. However, the color, we don't have say in that.
Some people might say it, yeah.
That has been dictated pretty much by the company, so.
That's true.
To answer that honestly, I would rather say that we have not solved the problem completely.
Yeah.
Even more because the color is a bit
different. Yeah.
Nothing you can say about it. I mean, I much prefer something like brushed chrome.
Yeah.
With that form.
Yeah, something more modern to go, a modern color to go with the modern form.
But it's different. You don't want your 3 feet huge LCD display in your living room that's hanging from the wall to be controlled somehow.
Okay, so do you think since this was assigned criteria, do you think maybe we should put it more in the middle of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd say four.
Yes. Okay. Very now,
middle four.
Okay.
The second one, did we make it simple for new users?
Very intuitive, I think,
yeah. Yeah, I think that was the main
aim,
the main aims that we had.
Number one?
Yeah.
Okay. Do the controls now match the operating behavior of the users?
Yeah, because we've brought it down to basically four controls, which are the most common, which are channel and volume. And then the other ones are just a matter of just going, just scrolling further.
Scrolling
yep. Yeah, it's bright yellow. Bright yellow is hard to use. But if we were to if we were that the speech recognition, that we could maybe just use that solely for the finding thing, if that was what we mentioned.
So if we incorporate speech recognition into it, then
just to use to find it when it was lost, but like I said, like, I don't, you lose something so yellow so easily, and it's not going to fall like a rectangle slip down behind things. That's going to be a difficult shape to.
Well, one is quite bright. And
yeah. Maybe in the middle again, three or four or something. I mean, you know, losing things is one of those things that people can lose.
Yeah.
I mean, a million ways, you can pick it up and walk away with it, and then you've lost it.
But if we do go with the speech recognition, then it kind of scales up quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably two. Yeah. If we eliminate the fact that, you know, it's impossible to guarantee that it's not going to be
yeah.
With speech recognition, which of course may be changed depending on budget.
Yeah.
You could add an extra feature, actually, which makes this thing blaze hell when you remove it too far from television.
Yeah.
We could add that, but nothing we have thought of.
Which,
so far.
Which may be cheaper than speech recognition if we just say.
Yeah, true. But I mean, just those whistling, clapping key rings you have, they're cheap, so it can't be that expensive. Yeah.
Technology for suitcases and stuff where you have one piece that's attached to your luggage, another piece that starts beeping, that can't cost much.
Yeah.
So that can also easily be integrated because these things are small enough to hide. So you have one piece, you have to glue. So
you might stick it on the TV.
Behind your TV.
Yeah.
Well, also your remote would alarm you if somebody stole your television. You ran off with it without taking the beautiful remote control.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that
end
one of these features?
Let's add one of those features and say yes.
Okay.
So we're going to pass to one or two.
Two.
Yeah. Okay. So we technologically.
I'd say so. Don't get many remote controls with screens on.
It's all just stolen.
Yeah, it's stolen. Technology, but we have it too.
But there's not a lot of yellow. There's not a lot of yellow. Of course, I wasn't really forced to take that color.
Two?
Three?
I don't know.
Because it's stolen. No, maybe not.
You added the screen factor. I would say we're probably at four.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna hurt us. Spongy material.
Yeah, we do have that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as much as needed, I think.
Huh?
It's not one though. One would be the whole thing.
Because it's only got
to fold and stuff.
These parts of the grips and perhaps the back set, the bottom underneath.
Yeah.
The
back.
So it's a four, at the most.
Four at the most.
Lastly, did we put the fashion in the electronics?
Yes.
Yeah.
So your fashion is, but is Carmen Miranda?
Yeah.
Well, at least in fashion, I'd rather this way than in the LCD and the way you operate it. And
yeah.
Color, but
what we were told, let's say, yeah, definitely. Just about it, huh? That's a long division. Just, I'm sure there's a count
right
there. No, I can't do that. That's very impressive.
And what is the
acceptable criteria? Is there like a scale that we have to hit?
Oh no, it just told me to pick my own criteria and have you guys evaluate it, basically.
Okay, well, let's see. Now we get to do some budget numbers. You didn't know that you were going to have a budget. But we do. Okay.
So, you've been going a long time, but it's 2.4285, so it just keeps going on. 2.42, basically.
So I have here
50%, you're kidding.
Yeah. We want 50% profit on this. I can't really see that very well.
Charge about 300 quid for it.
12.5 euros is what it's supposed to cost us. Okay, so
it's too much.
What? Let's see. This. So, the top, I don't know if you guys can read the, I can't sit on my glasses, but, so we've got the energy source. There's 4, 5, 6 categories. We have energy source, electronics, case, then we have case material supplements, interface type, and then button supplements. Okay. So, first of all, energy source, we picked battery. And how many batteries do we think this will probably take? Probably some, either 2 or 4.
Two.
Like it.
Like 4 is going to be too heavy, so that's not our problem. People can change it every month. They will.
Excellent. This is consumerism. All right, so. For the electronics, our choices are simple chip-on-print, regular chip-on-print, advanced chip-on-print, sample sensor, sample speaker.
We're an advanced chip, are we?
That's the advanced chip-on-print.
Okay. We have one of those. Okay, and then the case is it's double curved. Case materials are
plastic.
I guess it's 2, since one for the top, one for the bottom. Mm. Is that right, or is it just one?
No.
Maybe it's 1 because of the.
It's just one single mold you can do that.
Yeah, sure.
I guess it doesn't matter because the price on that one is 0, which is nice. No. Special color?
That's not a special color. Especially ugly color.
Interface type. We have push button, scroll wheel interface, integrated scroll wheel push button, LCD display.
Yeah.
So we actually have the LCD display.
And then.
And then is it the integrated or?
I'd say the integrated.
Okay. Button supplement. Special color. Mm. Special. Form special material.
We could, of course, make the buttons wood. Same mahogany.
Okay,
the cost is all.
We only have one button, so really we shouldn't be charged.
No, it's gonna be
anything.
Tiny.
The button supplements.
Yeah, I ignore it.
Okay, we're gonna leave that one blank because we run on the LCD. So our total is 15.5, which I believe
that's too much.
Is like 3 euros over.
So we go for the hand dynamo.
So the only thing better than a banana shaped remote is one that you shake.
What if we completely took out the one single button we've got on and just had a scroll wheel interface and the LC display? I suppose the LC display is the one that's pushing it up a bit now. Yeah, you could maybe take out the LCD display, even if it comes up on the computer itself, on the TV itself.
So we may not need the LCD display?
That is possible, yeah.
Right. We may not need it. There you go.
There we go.
There we go.
12.5.
Screen.
Screen, yeah.
Make it a bigger dial, easier to use. Even easier to use, then.
Besides, look at what the LCD does to our lovely remote.
Okay.
Back to the design room, boys.
So we can just take away.
What's the blue
part? That was just, we ran out of yellow.
There you go.
There you go. Oops. Even simpler.
That's more like a banana.
Yeah. For those fruit lovers out there.
Okay. So, costs under 12.5 euro. No, we redesigned it.
Yeah.
Now it's yes. Next slide. Project evaluation. Project process satisfaction with, for example, creativity, leadership, teamwork, means, no ideas found. So, I guess that project evaluation is just supposed to be completed by me, but I'd like to hear your thoughts. what did you think of our project process?
I think we're doing quite well.
Yep.
Half a day on the other remote.
Yeah. Right from the start of the day.
Yeah.
We sort of knew where we were going straight away,
I thought. We started off a little weak. Our leadership was quite weak in the beginning. but as the day went along, we had more idea of what we were doing. Room for creativity, there was that. I think we tried a lot of different things, and I think it was interesting as you guys brought up more information and studies that we were right on with a lot of those things. And you guys worked together well as a team, and the means,
which
was the whiteboard.
Here's the whiteboard.
I had some problem with the pen, I think.
Mine was
your
PowerPoint. Yes.
Well, it's not my fault. It's
no, I know.
People all work for, work for me.
You have a list of employees that you would like fired.
Yes, yes.
Okay. New ideas found? Yes for the remote. Maybe no, not for
technology used.
Technology. Closing. Costs are within the budget. Project is evaluated. Final questionnaire and meeting summary. That's it.
Excellent.
I still have to do my minutes from last meeting. So there will probably be another questionnaire coming up. We'll have to check what the main budget. box, whether we can, what goes on after that. But that's the end of our meeting.